Extra Wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. The number one collective station in the world, turning up the beat in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Turning up the beat with the pioneers of gospel and new artists around the world is all new on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the wave.
We have more great gospel music coming your way. Just get ready, sit back, and relax.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Somebody knows when I've been tempted. Somebody cares when things go wrong. Somebody's love is there to guide you and make your soul strong. But oh Lord, Lord, I have a friend, and he's above all others. His love eternal life, it's yours just to know him, the Savior divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I cannot tell all of my God's love for me, but I only know it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Y'all believe that? Lord, you know. The Savior is divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I don't know how much the Lord loved me, but this is one thing I own. It cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Wave your hands for him. Lord, and I, you alone can know my sadness.
I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with joy, joy, because I know Him, the Savior divine, a friend of mine.
good to you out there? But have God been good to you? Let me see you raise your hand and give God a praise today. Come on. You got a tap? Thank you, Jesus. He died one day that we all may live. He died that we all may have a right to the freedom. I want to give him the praise and the glory today. Thank you, Jesus.
So
out of the closet on HD2 Sound with Tight Music Baby.
Let me get everybody to stand on your feet a little while with us. Come on and stand on your feet. Put your hand together with us a little while. Well. Every night before I sleep, oh Lord, to the Lord above I pray. Oh yeah. Lie down before I wake. Oh yeah, pray to God my soul is saved as I do. Bless my mom and my dad.
Bless my mom and my dad.
All of my sisters and brothers too.
Sisters and my brothers too.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer.
Lord, hear my prayer.
Bless all the people everywhere.
Bless the people everywhere.
Is that all right?
Woo.
Is that all right? Let me hear you say yeah. Let me hear you say yeah. Oh yeah. Bless the sick here and now.
Bless the sick here and now.
Bless the one that's on the welfare.
Bless the ones on the welfare.
Bless the one that's found in jail.
Bless the one found in jail.
Nobody's there.
Gospel music at its best, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Good morning to you. I'm your host, The Anointed One. I'll be with you until 5 p.m. today, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And in order for you to catch the wave, you can join us Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook, where over 99,000 listeners and viewers have access to tune in simply by going to NFI, Radio Gospel Network. That's NFI, Radio Gospel Network. And you can join us also by joining us on our website at NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. Or you can listen with us and join us live with your mobile phone simply by dialing the station number 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. We're keeping it live right here on the NFI. We want to certainly thank all our listeners around the world. Just know we love you, and we're going to continue to play the very best in gospel music for you. You were listening to the sounds of Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters, or my, and I'm telling you, bless the people everywhere, huh? And that's Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters. And before that was the sounds of the Swanee Quintet, former lead singer, the late great Brother Percy Griffin, and the Swanee Quintet. And we started off this morning with the original, the legendary Soul Stirs, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. As we continue with more great gospel music, got great news for you. Let's move on now down the road. Let's go to the East Coast. And here's the sounds of the one and only Mr. Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers.
God has been especially good to me. So I remember a time that when they would come to town, I would always have my ticket in the line to see them. Can I get a witness? Kept on trusting and praising God. One day a group called the Gospel Elves stopped by and picked me up. We joined up with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and we went all over the world. And I'm saying this because a lot of people don't know this, but the Clouds of Joy have been a great friend of mine. Great friend. There was a time when I needed money to send home to my children. I went to the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Can I get a witness, Richard? Can I get a witness, Joe? The arm was always wide open. And they even gave me the opportunity once to sing with them. I love the Mighty Clouds of Joy. But how many of y'all know if you live long enough, there's going to be some rain in your life? If you live long enough, there's going to be some heartaches, and there's going to be some pain. But if you wait on the Lord, won't it make a way for you? Oh, I wish I could sing the way I want to sing right now. Because God has been good to me. And I'm going to let my light shine. Wherever you may see me, I'm going to let my light shine. I want to leave this with you tonight. If there ain't been no rain in your life, wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Some of us feel we're always going to be up and never down. But there ain't been no rain in your life. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while.
It ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you lose. ever rain, y'all? Have you had any rain in your life? Have you had any rain now? Have you had any rain? I want to see your hand. Have you had any rain now? I want to see your hand, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. When you're in my shoes, it ain't nothing but a wrong road. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all.
Catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Minutes after the hour, we're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One. That's the late, great Soul Stirrers right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more great gospel music headed your way.
Many listen every day to Rex Limbaugh, and now it's
Pastor Dantes Lee with Rescue America, the number one talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee speaking around the world about political, religion, and true facts that's happening today in society. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee, the most requested talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're going to see chaos is coming like you have never seen. If you think you've seen chaos with all this shooting, it's going to get worse and worse. And the prophets are saying, my friend, like I said, I'm not speaking for Obama. I'm not speaking for the Democrats. I'm not speaking for the Republicans. I'm speaking for God. I'm telling you, we need to prepare, because if they impose martial law in many states, you're not going to be able to go out and get food. You're not going to be able to get Pampers for your baby. So I'm telling you now, you better get some food. You better stock up on some things. You better get some water, because if they shut everything down because of a national attack, or
be sure to tune in to Rescue America every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. here on the NFI.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurlin Kearney and Catch the Wave.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. The wave is indeed me. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Come out, bro. This is my baby brother. And he's going to sing for you now my favorite song. Put it all in God's hand. Y'all pray with us. Put it all in God's hand. I put it all in His hand.
the burden I could not bear. Put it all with his hand. Listen, oh, I was standing at the crossroads when I did not know which way to turn. But you know what, just
I put it on,
put it on, put it in. Yes, I did. Listen, I put it all in God's hand. I put it all in His hand. The problem I could not solve. Oh, I said, Lord, Lord, it's too hard. But I could not do things on my own. Jesus gave me the strength and courage to carry on. And it's all because
I put it on.
I put it in. I wonder if anybody in this building ever been sick. You can be a witness when I say this. The pain, the pain. Lord have mercy. I saw and I turned. Sometimes all night long I put it all in God's hands. Church, I put it on in His hands. And tonight I can tear the way. Stretch out your hand.
Put it
in. Oh, oh. I want to ask yourself, won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? All you got to do is hold on. All you got to do is hold on. I know it's late, Josh. I know it's getting late, and it's time to go home. But I need somebody in this building that know that you know that you know that you know that God will make a way for you. If you know God will make a way for you, I just want you just to wave your hand. I remember what my granddaddy told me. When I first found the Lord, He said, no, there's trouble in the world. It's gonna get hard sometimes. He said, but when it gets too hard for man, it's just right for God. Am I right about it? Isn't anybody in here ever been sick? Seems like the more balance you take, the more
on your hands. Got all on your knees and call on Jesus. Won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? If you know he'll make a way, let me see you flat on your feet right now. That's all for you. Let him thank you. Let him thank you right now.
Can I get you to help me say Jesus?
Jesus.
Can I hear you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Well, I love to call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I found out that there's power.
Power.
Have I got a witness on that tonight?
Yeah.
In that name.
Yeah.
There is joy.
Joy.
In that name.
Yeah.
There's peace.
Peace.
In that name.
Yeah.
And I can go back and do an old song for you. And tell y'all what it did for me.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what it did for me?
Well,
can I tell you what it did for me?
Yeah.
This is what it did.
He
picked
me up
and he turned me around.
He placed my feet on solid ground.
It was Jesus.
I know it was.
Come on, back in here. I know it was the Lord.
My Lord,
it was my Lord,
my Lord,
it was my Lord,
my Lord.
Tune the wave in HD2 sound with Tight Acoustic Bass.
You know how to lean on it? Do you mean it? Stand on your feet. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! I told y'all to stop back there. Something wrong with them, y'all. They just won't stop. Can I get a witness? Do y'all know how to lean? Put your hands in there. Come on! All right, Keith. Come on. Yeah. We come to strong by leader. Leading on along. Not again. We come to strong by
Just like my song. But first I want to ask y'all, do you feel all right out there? Joe, you know what?
What's that, Dominic?
I was taught to respect all ladies.
Yeah.
But it's one thing about a special kind of lady, Nashville, Tennessee. I just can't help myself. You know who that is. You might see her walking down the street. That Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
She's only out there to make ends meet. That Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
She's not the kind that will treat you wrong. She's the kind that will treat you right. And every time she touches something, you can always see the light shining through that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
I'm talking about that Christian lady.
That Christian
but here's
lady.
Another thing. Oh, though her husband may be gone, that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
She becomes a mother and a father. Of a home, that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
Oh, yeah. She's not the kind, brother, that will treat you wrong. She's the kind that will treat you right. And every time she touches something, you can always see the light shining. Talking about that Christian lady.
That Christian lady. Lady. That Christian lady.
She said, I'm always gonna keep food on my children's table.
That Christian lady.
I'm talking about a hard-working lady.
That Christian lady.
She will make some deserving man.
That Christian lady.
A real good wife. Lord have mercy. I'm talking about a Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
I wish I had somebody to help.
There it comes. That Christian lady.
Lou, would you help me?
That Christian lady.
I'm talking about a Christian lady.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
this room. And there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second. And just let you know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. And some people who know that your faith has gone to work. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you is not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3 that he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind staying on him. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of gratitude. We're going to call him in an effort to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Come on, lift your hands, open your mouth, and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, in my life I've been up and I've been down, but say, in spite of my circumstance, in spite of my situation, look at him real good and say, in spite of what I'm going through right now, say, when I look back over my life and see how far God brought me back, can't do nothing but thank the Lord. Somebody ought to get up. Pray together. Call it now.
2 minutes. 2 minutes to the top of the hour. We're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And as always, my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And, oh, my goodness. That's the sounds of the maestro of quartet music. I call him Mr. Ranch Alling and the Ranch Alling Group, along with Brother Paul Porter, lead singer. Oh, my. It's you that I trust. I put my trust in you. Who else would you want to put your trust in, huh? And how many know that as long as you trust the Lord, you can rest assured that you are going to truly be blessed by God? And before that, the late, great Mr. Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. That Christian lady, oh, my. That Christian lady, there's something about that Christian lady. Tommy was saying it's something about a walk. And he was getting on into other things about that Christian lady. Oh, and right before that, we started the set off with Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers, Leaning on the Lord. And what other way would you want to lean than not to lean on the Lord? So as long as you keep leaning on him, guess what? You can rest assured that he's going to be right there for you when the time of need. Look, we're going to do what we got to do. Once again, we are right at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for locking in. We'll be right back with more great gospel music, just the way you love it. We've got much more coming. The Iceman, Lee Williams, the Spiritual QCs, along with Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilaires, and much, much more. It's all the way live right here on the NFI.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave
in HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Hi there, I'm Angela Breedlove, and if you're looking for a special invitation to join me as I talk with gospel music recording artists on location from all over the world, you just got it. Join me Mondays and Fridays on the number one quartet gospel music radio station. So catch the wave on the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Baby sick.
those of you that been curious about who are we going to replace that with? Tell somebody that we replaced it with Jesus. Tell somebody replace it with Jesus. And Dad is up there with the angels right now, looking down with a smile. And I feel like he might want to cut.
Lord, I'm just sitting here looking over my life, Lord. Let me take inventory. Can I take it? Can I take it? Cause I know you, I know you, I know you've been good to me, Lord. I come from a poor family. Didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of my friends thought that was funny, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We were raised in a shack yard. Sometimes gold was thin that we put on our back. Listen here. Mama and Daddy, they done the best we could. They always told me, son, always be good. But out of all the things, yeah, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, it's been good. Ain't God been good? How many of you know tonight that God's been good? Let me ask you, did he bring you?
you be? Ain't it been good? Ain't it been good? I tell you, you know what I tell him sometimes? I may not have a Mercedes Benz, but I sure thank you for the little car you gave me. I may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus. I come from a poor family. How many of y'all come from a poor family? Get up on your feet.
Eighteen minutes after the hour, we're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and oh my goodness, that's those Canton Spirituals. That's right, the sounds of the Canton Spirituals, and those guys been singing for a long time. Lead singer, Mr. Harvey Wykend, and the song you just finished listening to was entitled Mississippi Pole Boy. Brother Harvey said, I come from a long way, and I didn't have clothes to put on the back and food to eat. Come from a poor family, but the Lord still been good to us, huh? Can I get a witness today? And before that, you heard the sounds of the Canton Spirituals with the Holy Ghost praise. And how many know when you begin to send up praise, the praises go up, the blessings come down. And right before we started this set off with the Canton Spirituals and entitled, I'm Coming, Lord. I'm coming all by myself. And how many know today, if you surrender, seriously, turn your life around and surrender and give your life to Christ. And he said, come as ye are. It does not matter what situation you're in or circumstance, if you've been drinking or doing drugs. He said, come as ye are. He has no respect of a person. And when you allow to surrender to the Lord, then you have opened yourself for God to do what he wants to do in your life. Look, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's always my pleasure. Love all of you. Thank you so much for your emails, your messages through Facebook, and those of you I see out in stores and restaurants around the area. God bless you. Enjoy the music.
Taking time to help save somebody's soul. Oh yeah. can tell some spirits didn't intend to shout in here. Something struck me in the mold of my head. Whoa, down. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell
you. Those of you that got a mother over in the kingdom, like I have, I want you to tell me.
How can I get to Canaan? Oh, how can I get to Canaan? Tell me.
More great gospel music right after this important message.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
It's your day to celebrate, to tell the world you're alive. It's your time to have some fun, spend the day in the sun. Happy birthday. What a day to say. We love you. We appreciate you. We need you. We love you. Happy birthday.
Text away on the NFI. NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Text away.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I'm weak. Lord, I get worn.
Yes, sir. just let me stand.
Lord,
take my hand.
Yes, sir.
Lead me home.
In the morning, when I rise, praise the Lord, open my eyes. I want to see.
Yeah. He would destroy the land. What he spoke to the brother Noah. Noah stopped. He said, look ahead, Noah. Build me an ark. I want you to build it big and strong. Build it 300 cubits long. 50 high, 50 wide. Cause I wanted to stand on the raining tide.
We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time just for you. We're gonna sing some of those old songs and some of those new songs just for you. Yeah. And we just like to say hello.
Hello.
And hello, everybody. Some of those old songs just for you. Songs such as
Precious Memories,
oh Lordy,
how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
Your way gets dark at night. Jesus will bring things out all right. He'll be your friend, oh yeah, until the end.
Until the
end. Oh, he's my friend. Every day.
Every day.
And every step of the way. If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work to the close of the day, Lord, I shall see the great King in all his beauty. One of these old days, yes I have, Brother Mark, oh yeah.
When I'm the way I've gone, so
gonna
let my love, the way love,
let my love,
I shall rest at the close of the day, Lord. For I know that
there will be joy
that awakes me. Jesus is calling,
way in the water,
telling you to wait,
way in the water,
come on and let the way,
way in the water,
oh Lord. Jesus is calling,
way in the water,
telling you to wait,
way in the water,
come on and let the way,
way in the water,
oh Lord. Well, now while on this creature journey, trying to save my soul, now if I live right, I'll win this fight, and Jesus will make me whole. Jesus is calling,
way in the water,
telling you to wait,
way in the water,
come up and let the way,
way in the water,
oh Lord, come on and let's wait,
in the water,
in the water, come on
in the water,
and let's go
in the water,
down
in the water,
to the water.
In the water,
I tell you, John,
in the water,
Jesus
in the water,
in the water. Baptized
in the water,
in the water.
In the
Jesus
water,
is calling,
way in the water,
Judas, telling you to wait,
in the water,
come on and let me
wait, in the water,
oh Lord.
I'm getting ready to try my Lord, my Lord. One more time. Wait a minute. In 19, this young man came with me in 1969. And Charlie, ever since you came with me, sometime we've been running. Sometime we've been falling down. Sometimes we have to give up the right for the wrong. But still, we're holding on. I want you to do me a favor, son. We're creeping for it. And some of these people standing up looking at us won't even say amen. Won't even wave their hands. But that's all right. Oh, I want you to do me a favor, child. I want you to look out there and tell these people. Tell them that's a reality. In serving the truth and living God. Oh, come on.
I'm just standing here wondering tonight, is there anybody out there can really say you love the Lord? Hand in the winding chain. You see, everybody wasn't born and raised in Cremo. Some of y'all came way out of the country just like I did. But you done got to the city and you done forgot about God was the one that brought you here. Well, didn't he do it for his church? Some of y'all done got a little money in the bank. And you feel just like you don't need nobody now. But just like the Lord bless you to get it, he can turn around. Let me tell you what I did when I climbed in. Don't mind if I take my time and say, let me tell y'all what I did that day. Listen. I stepped in the water, but the water was so cold, yeah. I'm getting ready to try.
How many of y'all getting ready to try on your road? You better get ready because it's not long from now.
Oh, it killed my body. But can't you see it getting harm my little soul?
I'm getting ready.
Burning with rubber and cooking with grease. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network and that group right there. Oh, my goodness. The late, great Robert Blair and the fantastic Valenaires. That was a live cut there, and that was done at the Christian Faith Center in Creedmoor, North Carolina. My good friend, presiding pastor, Pastor Brenda Timberlake and her son. Look, we've got more music coming your way. We are approaching. We are live from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning to you, brothers and sisters, those of you just tuning in. Just want to take a time out to let you know we are right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Join us on our website, nfiradio.com, and you can join in with us by your mobile phone. Simply dial 347-215-8049 to listen to the very best in gospel music. And don't forget our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos out of DeKalb, Georgia on DeKalb Channel 25. And you can live stream us at DEKALB25.com. That's DeKalb25.com for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos. Tune in every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia. Can I get you to help me lift him up just for a couple of minutes as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor? He's worthy to be praised because I've learned to lean on Jesus. Somebody said, I'd learn to lean on Jesus. Help me, somebody. Come on, help me. Will you clap your hands this morning? Give him them the praise, the glory, and the honor. Up next is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. As we give God all the praise, come on, help me. I've learned to lean and depend on Jesus. I feel this thing. Oh, my goodness. Help me. Oh, come on, Grandmother. I see you giving him some praise. Oh, my. Come on, Granddad. Oh, my. Come on, help me. Lift him up. Come on. He's worthy. Yes. There you go. I see you moving this morning, huh? It's Sunday. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, put your hands together. That's it. That's it. Come on with it. Yes. All the way around the world. Giving them some praise this morning. Come on, Ohio, California, New York, Arkansas, Chicago, Kansas City, Kentucky, Silas City, Durham, Raleigh. Come on. Washington, D.C. Look out. You better look out. Look out there. That's right. You got it. Come on with it. I've learned to lean on Jesus. It's Sunday morning. Come on. Up next, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Oh, y'all gonna make me get up out of this chair here. Oh, my. I feel this thing. Yes. Come on, get your hands together. Give God some praise this morning. Come on, wave your hands in the air. Wave them like you don't care. If you believe in Jesus, help me say, oh yeah. It's Sunday morning. Let's have some church. Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. I've learned to lean and depend on Jesus and trust in the Lord. I pray you're enjoying yourself this morning. Oh, we're just getting started, and there's more to come right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's it. Oh, I see you. I see you. I see you moving there. That's it. Yeah. This is the way we do it here. Come on. Come on, get them hands together. Give God some praise. I'm gonna have to leave this thing alone. Come on, somebody. That's taken from the soundtrack of Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. I believe he's about ready to come forth, and my. Just wanted to get you in that place where you just giving God praise, and next you're gonna hear a powerful man of God come forth this morning. And he's ready to come forward. And those of you, get your pen, pencil prepared. I believe this morning, not only that, you're going to receive a mighty word from the Lord. And I believe today is going to be a day for your breakthrough. I'm speaking of Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. He's back this morning. Let's welcome him back. And now, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Welcome back, Pastor Wilson.
God bless you. God bless all of you. To God be all the glory. I tell you all a praising and praise ye the Lord. Amen. Everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Today we're going to Hebrews, the second chapter, the 17th verse. It's over in your Bible, close to the book of Revelation, not far from it. Hebrews, the second chapter, 17th verse. Amen, amen. You still dancing and praising the Lord. Amen. It's a day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And don't let nobody steal your joy. Because the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it to you. And don't let the world take it away. Don't let the news take it away. That's right. Don't let politics take it away. Amen. Ye that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Hebrews, the second chapter and the 17th verse. Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, come. Heavenly Dove, anoint, touch. Amen. Lead and guide. Speak, Lord, the word that you have for your people to hear. Hallelujah. Somebody be lifted up. Somebody's eyes will be open. Somebody can now hear, for faith come by hearing. And hearing the word of God, and their faith is built up, hallelujah, and they're staying on the authority and the word of Almighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it already is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Somebody out there shout amen. While you're still praising him, shout amen. Amen. Hebrews, the second chapter, And remember, today is Communion Sunday. Get your sacraments together, the elements you're going to use, and we will consecrate them immediately after the message, and we'll go directly into our communion service. And if you are a believer, amen. If you're not one now, we pray that you will be one before we get to the communion part, and you are worthy to participate if you believe in the gospel of Jesus the Christ, his death, burial, and the resurrection. You are worthy. Amen. Amen. Somebody tell God, somebody ask God to forgive me for any of my sins, any wrong sins or doings that I've already committed or done. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Amen. Hebrews, the second chapter and the 17th verse. Amen. I'm going to give you time to get your communion sacraments together. Amen. Water, we will consecrate it. Amen. Hebrews 2nd chapter 17th verse. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way. Did you realize Jesus was human in every way? And he was also divine in every way. He was not a hybrid. He was not 50-50. He was 100% God and 100% man, the only one. And so the scripture says, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest, that's a word right there, in service to God, and that he might make atonement. That's why you can pray and ask for forgiveness, because he had made the atonement for what? Paid the price for the sins of the people. Let me read that scripture again. Hebrews 2nd chapter 17 verse. For this reason, he had to be made like them. Like who? Like the people on earth, like us, you and I, like humans, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God. Are you in service to God? Or are you in service to yourself? Or are you in service to your neighbor or your mate? In service to God. And that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. I want to use for a subject on this first Sunday and on this resurrection. Amen. Amen. Communion Sunday. Why Jesus came and shed blood. Why did Jesus come and shed blood? Notice Hebrews is near the book of Revelation. There's a lot of things being revealed in the book of Hebrews. Apostle Paul is writing. Apostle Paul is the writer of a lot of the other books of Romans and all of the others that you're very, Corinthians, that you're very familiar with. Apostle Paul wrote this epistle to the Hebrews to encourage Jewish members of the church to maintain their faith in Jesus Christ and not to return to their former ways. Does that sound familiar? People almost now in the church have almost have returned to their former ways before they ever came into Christ or started even going to church. I'm talking about people who've been in church for 50 years or more. Seem like they have retired from the gospel of Jesus the Christ and about to return to former ways. But we were made for worship. We must worship God in spirit and in truth. So the Apostle Paul is telling the people at the church to pay attention. Pay attention to what? So let's back it up to Hebrews, the second chapter, and let's begin at the very beginning of the chapter, the first verse, Hebrews 2 and 1. And it says, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. The church is just slowly, Christians are just slowly drifting away from the gospel of Jesus. The second verse, for since the message spoken through angels, through pastors and preachers and all, and prophets was abandoned, and every violation and disobedience received is just punishment. And how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord himself, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. Preachers, prophets, apostles. The fourth verse. God also testified to it by doing what? Signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Ghost distributed according to God's will and to the will of the Holy Spirit. Stay with me now. And so the fifth verse, Jesus was made fully human. It is not to angels that Jesus was subject the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified, for it is mankind that you are mindful of them, a son of man that you care for him. The seventh verse, you made them a little lower than angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Are you listening to? You have the authority, and the enemy is under your feet. And that's right. It is not anything that is not subject to your authority as a believer and walking in the will of God. Yet at present, it says, we do not see everything subject to them. Ninth verse. But we do see Jesus. Somebody say, I see Jesus. Lord, I see you. Who was made lower than the angels for a little while. Just for a little while. But then once he went through his test, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. Now he's no longer just for that little while. He went just a little lower, just for that little while, so he can conquer death. So that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. Jesus took the death and tasted it for everyone. What you mean taste? What the scripture said taste? Because he didn't stay in the state of death. Because he arose. Somebody say Jesus arose. He's alive and well. And the 10th verse, in binding many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. Stay with me. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Is Jesus ashamed to call you his brother or sister? The scripture say he's not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus the Christ as believers, and we are his brothers and sisters in Christ. And with the blood covenant, we are now spiritual and physical brothers and sisters with Jesus. The 12th verse, he says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. Apostle Paul writing, and again he says, there am I and the children God has given me. Since the children now have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. Did you see that? Did you read the 14th verse there with me? Hebrews 2nd chapter, 14th verse. Since the children now have flesh and blood, we all are in the physical, human. So, but he said that we now can break because of Jesus' death at the cross and his resurrection broke the power of the devil who hold the power of death and free those. Say, I'm free. Somebody somebody say, thank the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no longer chains holding me. And the scripture said those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. And that's what's going on now. People have such fear of death that they'll do anything that the enemy say. If the enemy say, hey, if you do this, you'll keep living. You'll live longer if you do this. And they'll do anything that he lead them to do. You're in slavery, the scripture says, in this passage of scripture. The 16th verse. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. We are Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them. Made like who? Like humans. Jesus had to be made like human, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. 18th verse, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to succor. S-U-C-C-O-R. What does that mean? It means succor means Jesus was able to help or come to the aid of those who are being tempted. There's always a way of escape from the temptation. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. So Jesus himself suffered and was tempted so that he can now come to the aid of him. That's right. Called in the name of Jesus. Somebody coming up against you. Amen. You fighting this battle. Said, I come up, do like David said to the general. I now come to you. I come against you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus is coming to the aid of you who are being tempted. Jesus can come to the aid of you and I. How? Because he knows what we've been going through. How did he know? Because he was fully human and he'd been through this road before. He knows everything that we'll go through. He on the cross, he took on every disease, sickness, every kind of virus, everything it would. It went through his body. And when he got his body beaten that you can't even describe, the old folk called this standing in the gap. Stay with me now. And Luke says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry thee now. Remember when Jesus had arose and he met with the disciples. Some of the disciples saw him. He was getting ready to be ascended up into heaven. And a cloud was getting ready to take him up. And the angel appeared and said, hey, you see this same Jesus you're looking, you gazing at now? He's the same one that's going to come. The same way you see him go is the same way he's going to come back. Right in the east, right in the same area, right on that same area. Luke says, and behold, he writes, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Talking about Jesus talking. But tarry, Jesus told them. He said, listen now, I'm ascending into heaven, but stay here in Jerusalem. Tarry here just a little while longer until you be endued with power from on high. Are you listening? See, church, what happened? Yes, you come to the altar and you get saved. But do you stay there long enough and tarry to get some power from on high? And then Luke says, I am going now. Jesus saying, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. Stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Acts picked it up in the book of Acts and said, they are all filled one day. What was it? What is the power from on high? It's the Holy Ghost. It's to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Acts, the second chapter and fourth verse says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. That's right. As the Spirit now, as the Holy Spirit, not as themselves, not as their flesh, but as the Holy Spirit gave them the utterance to speak. That's right. gave them all. And did you know they're all there from different nationalities and all, and whatever language they already knew, they didn't know each other's language, but they all understood it all together. And was speaking in utterance from the Holy Ghost, from the Holy Spirit, in an unknown tongue, language. The idea of speaking in tongues is mentioned in the Bible in 1 Corinthians and the 12th as a spiritual gift that a baptized person who has accepted Christ could receive from God and the Holy Spirit. This gift allows a person to speak a foreign language to other folks they otherwise have no knowledge of. The Bible specifically teaches that not everyone is given the gift of tongues, as it says in 1 Corinthians 12, chapter the 29th verse. That is why we're not to teach that tongues are the only signifying proof or the only proof that a person have received the Holy Ghost. And that's why it's not the only proof. It's not the only proof of the work of God's Spirit in a person's life. And the Bible specifically teaches that not everyone is given the gift of tongues. How does then the Holy Spirit speak to us? The voice of the Spirit is described in the scriptures as being neither loud nor harsh, not a voice of thunder. See, you don't have to get up and cut a lot of flips and all of that stuff. And in order to get the Holy Spirit to speak to you, you don't have to yell at him and all of this. You ain't got to yell at God and pray that loud and thunderous and harsh. It says it's neither a voice of great noise, but rather it is that still, small, perfect, mild voice as if it was a whisper. And it can pierce even the very soul, of a person that's in a rage, even the very soul of somebody you've been fussing, arguing with all night. It can pierce it and cause their heart to burn. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. A small voice speaking to you said, don't do that. Come as you did. You've been on that road before. Don't put up with that. The Holy Ghost may produce a subtle feeling of gratitude, a peace. You say, you know what? I'm at peace with it now. And give you, the Holy Ghost can produce a reverence or love. See, love is not boastful. It's not loud. And when you pray in tongues, see, the church got it. It's two passages of scripture. We don't have time to get into it today. There's one about getting up in church and saying, I got a word for the church today, Pastor. I got a word, and I want to tell it and get to speaking in tongues, but nobody never interpreted. Well, Paul said, well, what good was that if nobody interpreted? You spoke in another language, and you said it was a word for the church. And the people church took that one passage of scripture and made it for all. What we're dealing with right here is talking about you talking in a prayer language or speaking in tongue, talking to God and getting a revelation back and forth, you and him, in a different language. The devil don't get it and nobody else get it. And you're in fellowship in a direct communication with God. And that's why you don't need to interpret that, because that's you and God is carrying on a conversation, and you're worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Because why? He is a spirit. And when you pray in tongues, you are talking in fellowship with Almighty God in a heavenly language. The Holy Spirit resides in your spirit and edifies you from within. You don't have to edify yourself to the people. Be edified. God will edify you within. The Holy Spirit will within. So you talk to God directly. The word edify means to improve. See, you would think it is meaning all of this other boastful stuff. Edify means to improve, to build up. like building a house. You start at the foundation. Do you build a house down, or is the house built from the foundation up? Edify means to strengthen, to encourage, to activate, to stir up. Also means to charge. Gives you a word, a charge, a conviction. And so there's 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit. 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Write it down. I'm taking my time, and I know our time is getting away. But we praise the Lord. Amen. At the beginning, and we, that's right. And we are not ashamed of our praise or the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now stay there, as he told them, a little while and tarry and get you some power. So you stay right there where you are and get this word and get you some power. The 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit. All of these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who appropriates or give a portion to each one individually as he wills. Number one, word of wisdom. Some of you got a gift of a word of wisdom. All of you should be praying. Everybody should be praying for a word of wisdom. That's right. You're going to need it, especially in times like these, to help you make decisions. Word number two, word of knowledge. Some people got a gift of a word of knowledge. Can tell you some things, and you know nobody else knew it. And the person had no way of knowing it. You never talked to them before. Number three, faith. That's a gift. It is a gift, but the word said we all have been given a measure of faith. Amen. Number four, gifts of healing. That's right. Lay hands and they heal. Speak it. Don't even have to touch them and they'll heal. Just like the apostles did, the disciples did. Jesus wasn't even around them then, right? Because he said, listen, there are greater things you're going to be able to do than he did. And then there's another gift, miracles. Miracles. And all miracles doesn't necessarily have to deal with healing. It's a miracle in your finances. Amen. Miracle in a relationship. Getting it better. Miracles. Amen. In your business. Turning things around. Another gift, prophecy. Some people got the gift to prophesy. Prophesy. And with that, be careful and what the gift that you don't misuse your gift and hurt people more than you help them, because he said, woe to he who scatter my sheep. Another gift is distinguishing between spirits. The Bible said, try the spirit. Now you're dealing with somebody, you better check them out. Try the spirit, test it out. And some people got a gift, or they just know right off the bat the different spirit. Some people can smell it. And then the 12th gift is speaking in tongues. Now, there are three powerful prayers. One is the prayer of protection. Amen. Psalm 91. Isn't that a prayer of protection? And then number two, there's a prayer of transformation. It can transform you. And many of you have already been transformed from your prayers. And then there's a prayer of restoration. God will restore you just like you restore that furniture back. Look like it was originally restoring the automobile, the prayer of restoration. So let us continue. It's already yours. So whatever you're praying for, petitioning, go ahead and do like you did at the beginning of the service. Go ahead and get into, amen, a spirit of praise and worship that is already yours. Stop begging. You, amen, and go ahead and tell him thank you and go in a praise thanksgiving. And your petition now, it's based on godliness and the word of God. It's already yours. It's already yours. And you need to know the difference between the discretion and discernment. Pray for discernment. That's going to help you in making major, any kind of decision. You have to discern it. You got to know. Some people just don't, their judgment is so bad. And you need to be able to discern the difference. And some people that's following evil and thinking it's good, believing a lie and thinking it's the truth. Now there's a difference between discernment and discretion. There's a level of discernment. Everyone a need to ask God to develop in them. And other than the gift of discernment, but having an everyday regular sense of wisdom. Them old folks said common sense. That's right. They said you got to have some common sense. They didn't have a lot of education, but they could beat people with 50 degrees. Why? Because they had the common sense. They had the discernment. And the discretion is what let you know when to say certain things and when not. The discretion between should I push on this or should I back off and be humble, meek, and mild, and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in that whisper. Discretion comes into play with this. Let us know when to speak and when to do discernment. And too many times we are speaking things God will have us to keep unto ourselves until time to reveal, even with people that are prophesying, prophets, and that are speaking, and word, and God has given them a word of knowledge. And they may not, God might not, the Holy Spirit might not even want them to reveal it to the people right then. You may talk to that person, you see them after the service and say, listen, there was more to that that the Holy Spirit didn't want me to say out loud, and da-da-da-da-da. And too many times we're speaking out when we should not be revealing. And there's so many times I have discerned in real time of conversation myself. While the person is talking, I'm sitting there discerning. The Holy Spirit done told me what this person is all about. But the wisdom had me not to even reveal to the person any of what I was receiving in knowledge from the Holy Spirit. Not even show in any kind of body language. You using too much body language. Why is it called body language? Because it is a language. It's speaking when you ain't even said nothing. You are your eyes and turning your head and throwing up your hand and huffing and puffing. You didn't say anything. So come on, I ain't gonna say that. Well, you just spoke with your body and how you felt about it. You just gave it away. You need to learn that it will, and it'll save you a lot of arguments. Stop arguing with the devil. You can't with him, so stop. You don't need to exercise having the last word on everything. And as a Christian, as a born-again believer, you already have the last word. You received it at Calvary when Jesus conquered death. Amen. Somebody tell God thing. The day that you said, Jesus, I believe, you got the last word right there. Romans tell us in the 8th chapter, 34th verse, who then is the one who can condemn? Who is? The scripture here says, no one. Christ Jesus, who died more than dead, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us right now. Notice it asks, who can condemn us? It says no one. In Romans, it says no one, because Jesus is at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf as our advocate, as our attorney, vouching for us every time the enemy is trying to accuse us. This is the resurrected ministry of Jesus, operating at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Therefore, if anyone has your spirit down and depressed, if you're feeling condemned, not talking about convicted by the Holy Spirit now to make a change in your life or to repent, but I'm talking about you letting that man, that human, that person put you down and condemn. You need to be the one that put them under your feet. You're the head, not the tail. You're the one with the authority. You're the one with the last word. And once you speak what thus says the Lord to them, shut up and leave it alone. And don't negotiate with no more. Don't go. And then if you want to really use some body language, that's the time then to put that hand out there like a stop sign, like the person out there that's stopping the traffic for the children across the street at school. Put that hand up, say, hush, hush, stop right there. That's what you do. And then you have that's right. And stop letting people condemn you and putting you down into depression. That's right, because when you do, you have allowed the enemy or someone to condemn you without them having the spiritual authority to even do so. Stop waiting on God. Guess what? God is waiting on you to use your authority and get in your rightful place. You're the head. Amen. You are the head. That's right. That's right. And so for this reason, Jesus had to be made like us, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. And he did. And that's why Jesus came and shed his blood, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Let's get ready for our communion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the word. A still word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Communion is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 20th verse, all the way through the 34th. 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, 20th verse. Get your sacraments together. There is a fountain filled with blood that drawn from Emmanuel's vein, Jesus' vein. When was it drawn? It wasn't drawn with no needle. It was drawn from Emmanuel's vein when they pierced him in his side on the cross. And then sinners were able to plunge beneath that blood and lost all our guilty stain. Amen. Let us pray over and consecrate your elements as we come, Heavenly Father, now in the name of Jesus to this communion table today. I kneel before you in grateful remembrance of what Jesus did for us at Calvary's cross. And with a heart full of honor, thanksgiving, we come now, Almighty God, hear us. O merciful Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, who may thereby offer himself a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. We must humbly beseech you now and grant that we, receiving these, your elements of bread and wine and juice, and that it be now consecrated as the sacraments and anointed according to your Son, your Word, your Lord Jesus Christ, holy institution, that in remembrance of his death and passion, that we now be partakers of your most blessed body and blood and Jesus' precious death until his coming again. We confess Jesus as the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, the one who died on Calvary's cross, and on the third day he arose and sent it back into heaven. We ask that you would cleanse us from all wrongdoings and self-centered thoughts, and forgive us of sins, and grant that we may hereafter serve and please you in the newness of life. To the honor and glory of your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, if there's anyone that's amongst us that don't know Jesus and free pardon your sin, I'm now going to extend you an opportunity before we go any further to accept Jesus as your Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, be the Lord over my mind, body, and soul. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you came here 100% human, 100% God, and that you died on the cross. I believe that you arose and now sitting at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And now I accept you. I accept your word. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I believe in you. And somebody say amen. Listen, Jesus loves you. He really does. God loves you. He's not against you. He's not wanting to harm you. He has some great plans for you. And now accept him by accepting his Son, Jesus. And shout now, thank you, Lord, for saving us from a burning hell. The scripture said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, and you are now in Christ, not be about Christ, not if, therefore, if any man know Christ, but it says if any man be in Christ. You got to get in Christ. You got to get that Christ-like spirit. And Christ-like spirit is not arguing. Christ-like spirit is not putting people down. Christ-like spirit is not talking and gossiping. Christ-like spirit is not being jealous and against people. But therefore, if any man be in Christ, turn it around now. Repent. He is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Your past are passed away. And behold, all things now for your future have now become new. Now let's continue with the communion service. And now let's get your bread. The Lord Jesus, on that night, he met with the disciples. And he told them, he said, and this is in 1 Corinthians 12 and 24. And when he gave thanks to his Father in heaven, he took the bread, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is crucified for you, given for a new covenant, a new testament, a new agreement, a new contract we're making, heaven is making with you right now, mankind. This, do this in remembrance of me. If you're a believer, you got this contract now. Your name had just been signed in and put in the will. Do this, he said, in remembrance of his body at the cross. So we take the bread to proclaim the victory of the covenant and the Lord's death on the cross. Take, eat your bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then the scripture says, in the same manner, looked up to heaven and gave thanks to the Father, passed it around, and then he took the cup. And when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament, the new covenant, the new agreement, new contract in my blood, signed by the blood of Jesus, which put it in force right then. He said, take, drink this, do this, and as often as you do it, every day, every other day, first Sunday of the month, whenever you do it in remembrance of me. And because it's for the remission of your sin. And we take the juice and the cup of the new covenant for forgiveness of our sin with the remission of sin. Because it said without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And Jesus already paid the price and shed the blood on our behalf. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Amen. Tell God thank you. Ooh, hallelujah. Death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus arose, holds all power. And it closes, it says, for as often as we eat the bread and drink this cup, we are showing that we believe in the Lord's death until he come again. Praise ye the Lord. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. I want to give you the benediction. Now, if you like to give to this church ministry, as it says in the 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 7th verse, it says, don't give grudgingly, don't give a necessity, don't give because you were put on the spot, don't give because, if it don't, they're going to say something. But it says, God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. You really want to touch the heart of God? You really want to go to another level? You really want that harvest, 100-fold blessing, some 30, some are 60, some 100? Why come some only got 30, some 100? Do you really? Just of your own free will and accord, just like being saved, he don't make you be saved. It's of your own free will and accord. Then you are really blessed in abundance, good health, prosper. Amen. What you touch turn to gold. Hallelujah. You have good mind, good judgment. Give, and it says it shall be pressed down, taking it, shaking it together. And when it come back out, it's flowing over. Fill my cup, Lord. Let it overflow. Amen. With the love of God. Fill my bones with plenty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them the hardest. They won't even have room enough to receive when the winners of heaven open up. Go to our website. Go to our website for more information on the church, truecommunitychurch.com. Or write to us, True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Silas City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. Let me pray over you and your household. Father God in heaven, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And I choose life today, and I'm praying that everyone here today choose life. And Lord, we're praying that we walk in faith and not in fear, because the Lord is on our side and will not fear any man. We shall not fear any man and what any man can do to us. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to open our eyes to any hidden areas of fear in our life. We're praying, Lord, in your word, beloved, I wish above all things, you say it is, that thou mayest prosper and be in good health even as our soul prosper. And we're standing on that word of good health, prosperous, and our soul also prosper, our mind, will, and emotion, and our spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, receive it by saying amen. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. cheap on the boy Johnson. Somebody out there listening to me might be feeling like me. When you look back over your life, the highs and the lows, Lord, I realize it was you that brought me through. Can I talk to y'all? Listen here. For every moment I can't explain, tears in my eyes, I didn't think that I would live through this pain. Trials and tribulations that came my way, you've been my provider. I realize it's you.
Okay. Cause anyone in love compares to you, yeah. Cause every time I'm falling, yeah, you pick me up. And when I turn away, you still ain't giving up. Ain't nobody love me like the way that you do. That's why I'm giving everything I had to you. You know me better than I know myself. Cause even when I'm running on empty, I know that you got me, yeah. Now we got the presence going way, way up higher.
Only you worthy.
It ain't about me, no.